This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You guys know how much we love water on this show. We talk about it literally every single episode and about the water that we have been trying to make ourselves. We've been trying to perfect it.
And it's not presently drinkable.
Yes. So we have here, I'm really excited about basically like an acqui-hire situation where like we have a partnership now with Fiji Water.
This is the number one so much closer
premium imported bottled water brand in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And they have basically come to, this is like kind of the water that we were trying to first imitate and then top in success.
So like, funny, we were coming for them and they must have felt us breathing down their neck and just said like, you know what? Let's work together. We're more powerful as a team than as combatants. And I agree, actually, because their water is drinkable. It has a 7.7 pH, perfectly balanced.
Yes.
And, you know,
ours has a 700.700 pH.
Yeah. So we were a bit higher. And then, you know, unlike the other two premium bottled water brands, whose names I will not mention, the two top ones, but you think you probably know who I mean.
And one of them's us.
And one of them is us. And their electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. Ours were 100% unnaturally, supernatural. Ours were summoned, you know, inside of a pentagram, basically. These ones are from the Earth.
They have more than double the electrolytes of the other two top premium water bottle brands, giving it the signature soft, smooth taste.
It's like velvet.
And we are being allowed to continue developing PG
No,
water.
There's not a non-compete or anything.
It's not just PG-13, and we've explained this, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not. It doesn't have that kind of edge,
mm-hmm.
But it's not G either. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a little bit, it's, kids can have it, but you should be around them when they do.
Yes. Fiji water is bottled at the source and untouched by man until you unscrew the cap. Their bottles are made from 100% recycled plastic, and they continue to lead the top premium bottled water competition on launching 100% recycled plastic bottles. Earth's finest water, Fiji water.
And I have a tagline for them that you probably haven't heard and that they haven't heard, and it is, feed me Fiji.
Thanks, Fiji.
R.I.P. the Queen, huh? Did you see that?
The Queen actually just recently.
Just bit it.
Just a couple minutes ago.
Respectfully.
Good. Yeah, with all due respect, she is the Queen of the Underworld now. I guess she's the Queen of Hades because, you know, she respectfully bit it and is no longer of this earthly plane.
And we're still going to do
this? You don't read the news and stuff?
Did you not? You don't read Ain't It Cool News?
I set my phone to work focus mode.
Harry Knowles?
For sure.
He knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. I know him socially.
You set your what?
Drew McQueenie, but but the Queen is no more.
She drew
Moriarty.
Down beneath the
Moriarty.
Yeah, he's one of the writers.
Yes.
On AICN. Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't let Moriarty do that.
Yeah, I think we need less ERD.
After what he pulled?
It's fine. Like, it's just odd to me that they can't use it to track his location somehow. This guy is just allowed to work.
I've been a vocal opponent of cancel culture, obviously, for as long as the term has existed.
Of course.
Yeah. As soon as it started bubbling up, you got mad about it.
Yes. With exceptions, there are cases, of course, where we do need to say, okay, as a society, Moriarty's behavior, I'm not saying the guy needs to go live in a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying we can't give him one of the most prominent and sought-after jobs distributing information, right, to our most influential readers, mm-hmm. people who, you know, then go on podcasts and repeat what is said. Because if at any time he decides to just turn that dial and start making up lies about me, then it's going to be too late.
Right.
Because he's already got this stuff in. So if he were to go on there and say that, like, I was crying in the parking lot before mm-hmm. I came in,
mm-hmm.
Because I dropped my popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to combat that?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've given this guy the yeah. platform now.
We've said the scoops are worth the behavior. We've basically said that we're willing to put up
the scoops and this idea that Scotland Yard is going to be able to use the clues that he's leaving behind in his reviews to tip them to the heist that he's about to perpetrate.
Yeah.
You're not going to solve the clues. You've had plenty of opportunities.
Well, even if you put them together, my suspicion is as you're realizing what he has planned,
mm-hmm.
we would be able to simultaneously cut from you figuring it out
mm-hmm.
to him actually pulling it off and getting away with
oh,
it. So it's like, oh, he's going to, and he already did.
Yeah, he so saw this all happening.
I think that's an issue. And I wasn't crying.
No, you explained it was allergies when you came in with red eyes.
Yes, mm-hmm. and this time of year, they're so nasty. Yes.
Then this time of year, especially, it's summer. So like,
yeah. Yeah,
that's the... Honestly, the worst
popsicles
time of year for a popsicle.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
The popsicle falling on ground count right now is super high. I check yes. my
it's
weather app every morning.
Fucking yes. sick, man. Mm-hmm. And
it's like, actually more dangerous to start a popsicle and not finish it than to have no popsicle. You know, like they're the right
you.
Amount.
Thank you.
So if you don't get the whole
yes,
thing,
it's actually
all
really
throws
dangerous
you off, blood sugar wise.
If you don't finish it off, yes.
Yeah. If you stop halfway through,
it can
you
build
can
up.
Actually get really hurt.
Or if
really
you're
badly.
Stopped by like gravity or slippery hands or wet fingers.
If it goes flying.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
by the way, it's like, so the next thing you know, Moriarty's going to have some article about how I got down on all fours and was like sucking on the dirty popsicle off the ground like a mm-hmm. dog. And that then like, I got a bee in my mouth.
Yeah.
And like, that's now the news all of a sudden. It's like, this is supposed to be where I go to find out if the queen's alive.
And what's
She's
that
not.
Even a clue? What heist is that even a clue to? That like you're down on all fours, like sucking out a popsicle and you got a bee in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
A bee.
Like, I'm just Big trying to read Ben. This news site.
Oh, he's going to steal Big Ben.
He's
okay.
Steal. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I just came to this news site to find out if the new Salma Hayek movie made one of these journalists squirt. Metaphorically,
mm-hmm. right,
and suddenly,
and it can
I'm
be
out.
Really dangerous to like go into a Salma Hayek movie and not squirt
or not know if you're gonna squirt.
Yeah,
yes,
you know.
So that's why you.
It's called service journalism. It's like which pants and
you have to be
how many underwear
for,
should I wear yes. to Desperados.
Kevin, I got a little stuck. Can you like help me out? I'm a little stuck over
sure.
here. Thank you.
Hayes is a little stuck, so
I tried Kevin, to move forward. And
so
I got, you
small
see how
technical
I got
difficulty.
Back here?
Kevin is gonna help Hayes get unstuck.
Okay, thank you.
Imagine what the inside out emotions inside Hayes' head were doing just then. Can you think about that? Like when he's stuck, it's like,
have you peeped
fear
this?
Is going like, I'm scared I'm gonna be stuck forever, and then like
anxiety is going like,
I'm scared too.
Yeah.
And then like shame is going like, I'm so embarrassed to be stuck yeah. like that, you know.
But Amy Poehler's like, it's so cool to be stuck. This is so fun.
I don't know, like I understand you know a lot of the performers.
I don't really think of
this.
Them as like a
it's more enjoyable for me to actually think of them like as the
to lose
the
yourself.
Movie wants you to do that.
Yeah.
The movie right. does want you to do that. And so I try to honor the artist's intention and not go like, oh, I'm friends with this actor, whatever
right.
the thing is that you're, but I try to just go like, oh my gosh, what a magical journey. And look at the anger is going, I'm so mad. I'm stuck. You nincompoop. He's getting pissed.
But kind of out of loyalty, you didn't even want to watch the new one because your friends, I know you guys are friends with Bill and Mindy, And when they stepped away, cannot, I know you were like,
we cannot.
It's not for the show. The fact is, people bring a certain amount of value, mm-hmm. and that value should be recognized. And
pay the two of them what they're worth.
Oh, it's pretty easy. I think you made out okay on the first one. I think you actually did pretty well. So when we come back and we want to run it back, maybe this time we want to just have a little bit of respect, especially for what has been going on for them individually in mm-hmm. the time since that movie happened. So it's not, you're not talking to the same people. You're talking to Titans, and I just don't know why that wasn't recognized, and I don't want to talk about it on the show.
Sure.
But if I could meet the business affairs lawyer who tendered that initial offer, I would spit a big hawking loogie mm-hmm. at their entire fucking dome.
Chicken tendered it, more like what they did.
Yeah, hawk tooey. That's the new thing.
Hawk tooey. Hawk tooey. Yes, hawk tooey.
Be my new cuspidor, and I need one. You should see what I've done to this cuspidor.
He's got to get another one.
You like, they kind of make it seem like when they sell it to you, they kind of make it seem like it's
a cuspidor.
Well, just
well, they do. They do present it that way.
Yeah,
he's not wrong.
Yes. It's not really a cuspidor.
That's not, when you get it home, you kind of find out that you've been misled.
Yes.
Right? It's not really a cuspidor.
It's mesh, first of all.
Yeah.
And so, like, I guess that's how they get you to, like,
and
get the lining
sheer.
For it. It's very sheer. Yeah. Yes. So, like, the lining is separate. And so you have to, like, now you're going back to the dealer and saying, like, and you built the whole room around this. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? The entire room has been, it's like the central design element in the room. Because mm-hmm. it's in the middle of the room. You need to be able to see to it. You need
well,
to
and you've
be
had
able
a lot of conversations with
fast.
Your wife, telling your wife, wait till you see the cuspidor room.
Yes.
Like, this is the one room in the house, hands off. This one's mine.
Yes.
And it's going to be the showpiece. And when we give the tour of the home, people are going to know.
Yes.
This is where Hayes made his mark. And instead, what happens is what you have. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and this is gross, but like in the time, you're taking a long time to like pick the cuspidor. Meanwhile, everything is just gathering in your cheeks. You know what I mean? You have nowhere to put it.
Sure.
And it's just kind of like drooping further and further and down, and it's getting like really logged in there.
Yeah.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And then when you get it, the release is like so insane. Like, feels amazing, but like, to realize that you're releasing into a mesh cuspidor.
Yeah.
But
you can't throw it in the wash. You know, that's why it's like, it's made out of old water bottles. I've seen these cuspidors online. I get Instagram ads for them.
Yeah.
The idea is that you just throw it in the wash.
You can throw it in the wash. Yes.
Can, but it's also, then the wash gets nasty as
yes.
well, because it's a, well, I mean, you can talk about your wash, but Hayes's wash is,
I'm
also mesh. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not perfect.
I got a washer on one of the same, these Instagram
yeah.
things, like the way, and they have
now
like
a wall.
They take forever yes. to come. The tracking number, you got to download a different app to be able to follow the tracking.
And they
number.
Have like the yeah. equivalent, I forget her name, but it's like basically the equivalent of Brooke Williamson from like 2-time Top Chef winner, but
yeah.
for the Bravo show where they do laundry, like they yeah. have her.
Right.
On there being like
below dryer.
I use this mm-hmm. below dryer.
Mm-hmm. Below dryer, yeah.
That's where the washer
and it,
is.
It sounds to the untrained ear, Kevin. It sounds like maybe that's like a hair salon.
Like, yeah. like blow dryer.
Show.
Yeah. But there is an E. Yeah.
But it's below dryer.
Below dryer.
Which is
yeah.
where they, when you stack them, that's where the washer
100%,
is.
100%. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what's interesting is that you're saying the equivalent of Brooke Williamson, but it is Sandra Hüller.
Yes.
Like that it's is Sandra who's won Hewitt. That show.
Yes. Yeah. And that's where she kind of like came. I guess because
it
over
was like
there,
out of nowhere, right? Yes. Like it was like, wait, she's all of a sudden all over stuff.
It was kind of like yes. Mike White being on Survivor, where you're like, I think I've seen a movie or two mm-hmm. you've been in.
Yeah.
But she was yes. like on season two, uh-huh. not really addressing that.
Yes.
She was the queen of Central European cinema.
And that's a mm-hmm. pathway there, I guess, that we don't have
no.
here. Same with their like panel shows and stuff. Like
I wish
like
we had
chat shows. Yeah,
I wish we had that. Why can't that take hold over here? Just that vibe, yeah. you know, just the pleasant sort of like this conversational, just like teasing each other and the game shows, the recurring people.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have that? We need to have that here.
And when,
they have it there.
And when is it
they
on?
They have it.
You know?
I wish we did. We need to have it too. Why can't that get going here? It's
and we
so
don't wanna
nice
watch,
there.
We don't want to yeah. watch that necessarily.
No,
we don't want to watch theirs. But why can't we have ours?
It's a different... It must be something different about us.
Yeah.
Or our stars. But there's, I don't know what it is, but I want to have it ours here because I see them having it. And it's so nice.
You have After Midnight.
We have After Midnight. Yeah. Yes. We have
we
that.
Have that.
There's more structure
but
there.
Isn't that,
right.
Is
and
that exactly
more...
what we're talking about? Where like we like they're not getting points in
they're
the
becoming
same way.
Less famous as they go on. Like
yes.
the way After Midnight's kind of like an upside down British panel show, and that I feel like it hurts the people on it.
All
they're
of
now
the...
subtracting points.
Yes.
Anytime you say anything on that show, you get points taken away.
It's true, yes. And the points come directly off of your IMDb star meter.
Yes.
Every time I see someone telling a good story, it's on one of these British chat
yeah.
shows, mm-hmm. these panels, where they all just seem like they're just hanging out in someone's living room and oops, there's a camera there.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't seem to have that. It's we've got to gamify everything, yes? It's got to be a competition.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go and tell a funny story about having sex with a musician or whatever,
mm-hmm.
getting a venereal disease from them. It's just like you've got to put on a blindfold and play beard pong or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish we could have it.
Graham used to be on Comedy Central. You remember that?
Norton?
That... actually
yeah.
was we didn't know what we had till
yeah.
it was gone.
Yeah. Reggie yeah. Watts has been trying to tell us for a long time, do that here, have it.
Mm-hmm.
He's
yeah.
on those shows, those the Taskmasters, which is like After Midnight, but a little less structure, very big over there.
Yeah, the Taskmasters would be
that's
good.
The thing about After Midnight, it's like too much structure. Let me do it. Like, let me go on there. Let me do the show. Let me
but
be on the show.
Don't make
I want to be
do
on
all
it.
This stuff. Put me on the show, please.
Let me be on the show.
Anything to be on the show.
But then let me,
like, yeah, I'd love it.
Let me come out from back there, you know? Let me come out from behind the thing.
Just
a little bit.
Well, let me sit down.
Yes.
Let me come out in front of it and sit down.
Can I get out front and sit down?
Let me sit down on the floor in front of the. In front of the
thing. Can I sit in front of the podium so you can't see the number in case my score is not good? And then can I just hang out and like, just like, do I have to always be coming up with some joke for you?
Because
mm-hmm. the thing is, these chat shows they have, are they funny? Yeah, hell yeah, I'm losing it. I'm
yeah.
fucking dying.
You're always sending me the clips from the British shows. You're like, their mm-hmm. sitcoms are better. You're sending me links to weird torrent sites.
Their shit. Dude, have you gotten those?
I get the links for sure, but they definitely...
Their shit is wild, man.
Yeah.
It's loose and it feels real. It doesn't feel like this prepackaged, polished. Ooh, everyone, there's been 9, you know, different executives that
it
vetted
looks bad,
this exact
story. Because they use a bad camera. The camera they use is really bad looking. And that's
yeah.
what real life looks like. Real life looks like shit.
Yeah.
Like
not everybody
that.
Has a
real
great
life looks
camera.
Like Doctor Who.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And their clothes are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're much, much uglier. Mm-hmm.
The set's made of cardboard. Yes. Everybody looks like shit.
Yes. Yeah, people didn't have time to get in shape.
Yes.
They got very short notice to appear on camera.
Yes.
Came straight from a dinner.
Yes. I have an observation about their teeth. They're a little different.
You know,
over there across the pond. So ye olde pond.
We have an Audible original coming out.
It's starting now. Is it about to drop?
I think it come. Well,
it's dropping.
Yeah, it comes out in a couple weeks.
Boom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Set your.
And
watch.
So we are. And just to say, when we're recording this, it's September of 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Queen just died.
Yeah. So I don't know when you're going to release it. There's a chance people might not be able to download it yet, but if you have one credit on your Audible, you can add it. You can add it to your wish list.
I have a credit.
Oh, perfect. Then yeah. Early November,
but I
2022
but
this year.
But I'm looking hard at Project Hail Mary. So mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything about your project mm-hmm. negative, because obviously Project Hail Mary is a big project and your project is a big project, and I can only pick one because I only have one credit.
What's
so
the name
sell
of your
me
project?
Because this will be good for other yeah what's the name of your project?
It's called Past My Bedtime, and
project
I just
Hail Maxi.
Just remembering, and it's weird that I don't know this because it's 2022, you don't need a credit. It's free if you have a membership. So get your Project Hail Mary and then add Past My Bedtime
well,
to the
cart. I haven't decided. I definitely want it.
Yeah. Okay, for sure. Don't burn the credit.
Yeah. I'm interested, but I'm not like, oh, I have to have it. And until I feel like I have to have it, I'll keep the credit. Because the potential of having that credit in your account, and people know this, and imagining what mm-hmm. it could be,
yeah.
is sometimes more thrilling even than listening to a book.
Of mm-hmm. course, because you're like, all the different ways this one credit could transform me to a better person. I could learn about an expedition to a planet. I could read a book on how to trick women.
What are some things you could buy with this, Max, with this $5 bill?
Maybe like a Kindle single, like a novella.
Okay. Even
novella.
A hard product, like yeah. So
like a small book.
It's like a Bush One moment.
I thought we were staying in the Amazon ecosphere. Are we allowed to spend this money anywhere?
Well, yes. I mean, you anywhere. Could buy $5 worth of cherries. It's cherry season.
It's legal tender.
In September?
More like chicken tender.
You get your cherries in September?
Oh, yes. That's when they finally figured it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All summer, they're kind of waffling around. Do I want to be sweet? Do I want to be hard?
Sure.
And then in Too September, juicy. They finally decide, I want to be hard and not sweet. So that's when we've got it. And so you could buy $5 worth of cherries. You could buy,
maybe
a fidget spinner or something. Mm-hmm. But all of these are things I can imagine eating the fresh cherries.
Those things
I can imagine spinning a fidgeter.
The things that mm-hmm. the men in the park are making shoot up in the air
so
high.
Oh my God, yeah, they go so high.
Mm-hmm.
And
every time I'm like, that's not coming back. And every single time it does.
It lands
and then the next time,
basically
all right, that's
near
too high.
Them.
That one ain't coming back.
Oh yeah, a bubble wand. Mm-hmm. But all of those things are amazing to think about. And actually, me imagining all the places this money could go
mm-hmm.
while I hold the money is the potential and all of that maybe tastes even better than fresh September cherries. And so that's the point I'm trying to make. And I'm going to put this back for now.
Sure.
But
did you not have $15? Because that's how much an Audible
mm-hmm.
credit costs, $15. You took out five. And it's
well,
just...
I do have a one and a five.
Okay.
I do
closer.
Have a one and a five. So that is 15.
Yeah.
$15.
Yeah, one.
$15? Oh, I have the exact change. One.
And you had a co-wifer on this, correct? Your wife.
Yeah, the podcast is co-written and co-created by my wife, who's
and
also a writer.
And it's called Past My Bedtime?
It's called Past My Bedtime,
okay.
An oral history of the fastest failure in late night history.
And the boy grows up.
An yep. oral history of the fastest failure in late night history.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any synonyms for history?
Nope. The way that it kind of picks at someone like your brain
mm-hmm.
was the point.
That is fascinating.
Because now it's bothering you.
You're trolling my ass.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I'm the same way, you know?
He's
you read a script,
in there, man.
Reusing words. Why not use a different word? No one, yeah. Humans would ever use the same
I'm
word twice.
I'm a bloodhound for that stuff. You got there twice. Boat and boat. You know what I mean? Let's try ship. I'm doing that all day. Every rewrite. That's all I'm doing.
That's your kind of
That's
position in the room.
My role.
Yeah.
I can see, and I don't know what it is. It's just like, I can see the matrix sort of, where I know if there's a word that is in two sentences near each other. And I just like, I can't abide it.
No.
And
he's replying to the challenges on Instagram and such of finding the mistake. And his reply, even though it's the same as a lot of other people's replies, because some other people do figure it out too, but people are liking his reply.
The challenges more than, on Instagram?
You don't look at the challenges.
You don't check
on
the challenges
Instagram,
on Instagram?
Where it's like, what's the mistake? Like, find the mistake. Sometimes it's having you do maths.
I think maybe you're telling on your puzzle specific algorithm. I'm not getting a lot of puzzles. It's just women that have wet
challenges.
T-shirts and they're holding up the top of their T-shirts and then they drop them and it all sort of falls. And I am replying
up,
to that.
They're holding
it's
up
wet.
The top of their T-shirt?
They're holding up.
Oh, they're holding the T-shirt out from their body?
No, it's tight to their body and they're pulling the T-shirt up and it's kind of bringing their body with it and then they
that's
drop
the
T-shirt.
I know it makes it seem like it's the top for a minute because they pulled it up.
Yeah.
And I know like that can be very tricky.
No, because I go, this part of the T-shirt's up high. That's the top. But what you're saying, I think, actually, is that they are holding the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're pulling the bottom towards the top.
But yeah. That doesn't make it the top.
And then releasing it.
And they call the whole thing a top sometimes.
They're
so stupid.
That shit is so fucking dumb. Another thing they don't do in Britain, you know what I mean? It's all, they wouldn't use that terminology because like the chat shows and the sort of intelligent way that they conduct themselves there, you don't have this kind of confusion, and we ruined their language.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, they
bottom when they say
it.
Bottom, they're referring to Nick Bottom from
right.
Farce. Like it's very elevated.
Well, they say
stuff.
Front
it's
bottom,
like
and
the
that's
bottom
what they
of a wet T-shirt. They say front bottom.
They do say front bottom. Mm-hmm. Also, they publish topless photos in their newspaper.
Yes, I mean it's
they
yes,
just
it's,
have a
it's,
different.
But it's page six, and yes. You just go like children are obviously like. Everyone knows the child's mind is different and they have a lower sort of attention span. That's why Sesame Street has short segments. And what they are is they go through five pages and they say, well, nothing exciting here.
Mm-hmm.
And then left for mom and dad is on page six, as you said, there
you
are.
You said page six. I think it's page three. Page six is the gossip thing, maybe.
Is page six the gossip thing?
But maybe page three seems too early because I'm agreeing with your logic.
Page
I think
three
it's,
to me is, seems
we
a little
think about
soon.
How this culture was founded. It was the Puritan, like the Puritans decided to flee. Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
They decided to flee from England because they saw Bobos in the newspaper. And now they have to come all the way over here. And this is like now in our blood. So we see that. And like
they fled a world where unstructured chat formats make people famous. And they came here where unstructured chat formats like this
are destroying lives.
Don't help people.
Yes.
No, it was like there's so much repression here still, and it's like genetic that like the fear of public snogging, you know, is so restrictive, and you just feel it when you walk around out there in the world. Everyone's uptight, and there's so much anxiety, like an Inside Out. You know what I mean? I'd like to see British Inside Out, the feelings inside those heads, and it would be smartness, right?
Yes.
Freedom of thought.
Yes.
Yeah. Newspaper Bobo enjoying, right? These would be the kind of things, and they're all sharing the controls in a civilized way.
Stiff lipness.
That's their number one chat podcast, smartness. Where there are three guys that
smart
know a lot.
Ness for once.
Yeah.
Yes.
They all know a lot. And
the smart ness monster.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, guys. When my cats are healthy, they're happy. And that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when they're unwell. And so helping me keep tabs on their health is just one reason I use Pretty Litter. And the other, I will say, we've talked about having cat litter that's like so appealing.
So hot.
Yes. Having that in the house was challenging for me at first. It was sort of a curveball
in my you know relationship. What? It's been for me a call to action.
I have tried to treat it the exact same way. Yeah. It's time for me to step up.
I better work
on my body a little bit.
If the litter's going to be this attractive,
yes,
and I don't want to be compared in a negative way, then why don't I step up the game and start to really compete with this litter?
And so I spent, since the last time we did an ad like this, I remember walking out of the studio and thinking, like, you know what? Like, why am I blaming someone else for my problems?
Right.
Like, why don't I go out and take care of this? So I've been in the gym. I've been like working on other stuff, just like hair, body, and yeah, like some of the like moves and things like that.
I've been getting Botox.
And
I've been getting a lot of Botox so that I can be as good looking as the litter that my cat uses to go to the bathroom in, so that when my wife looks at me, she doesn't say, oh, he looks worse than the litter. What she says is, this guy's face is so young and fresh.
And I had been seeing results, and my wife had as well, and I don't know if this was the case with you, but basically what it feels like I'm now being brought in. I'm like a third.
But that's
which I earn, and
that's
I feel like I did work for that. It's like obviously the product of the results that I've been getting.
But you're not going to overnight fully replace the litter. Although the litter did do that to me. But I just, at any rate, it's definitely moving in the right direction. And honestly, maybe she's got to show me something, because I also am near the litter and it's looking good to me.
It traps odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell. Pretty Litter, super light crystal base, also minimizes mess and dust. Plus the crystals last up to a month. I can't compete with that. Mm-mm. I'm not even close.
No.
Which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can. Once again, it's a lot of trips to the garbage can for me.
Yeah. And it's so much scooping.
It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness.
I do that.
Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. I never run out of it. I don't have a huge container of litter taking up space and stinking up my place. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/theboys and use code THEBOYS to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/theboys, code THEBOYS to save 20% and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/theboys, code THEBOYS. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And you can play with the toy too.
Everyone in the comedy world knows not every joke delivers, but Harry's always delivers. They send the best quality razors right to your door for a fraction of the price of the big brands. Better design shaving products at a better price is no joke. It's Harry's.
You must be happy, punk.
So I was about to introduce you.
You must be on cloud nine, walking on the moon, right, punk?
So here's what I was going to say, and then we can talk about what you want to talk about.
More BS.
This copy, I guess, for you is a reference to like some kind of comedy stuff that you've been doing that I didn't know about, and I was gonna let you explain it, but I guess the copy is meant to set you up to talk about some of the comedy stuff that you've been doing. I got set up all right. Okay. What is the thing that you think I'm happy about? Again, like with all things like this,
I am just trying to do... Everyone knows you're political. Everyone knows I was going to be Biden on SNL, punk.
So
guess that ship sailed.
So you...
Faster than the pontoon boat that I can't find anymore.
So you think I'm happy...
You must be happy, punk. Not every joke lands, huh? Well, I guess none of my jokes are going to land. I was going to be Biden on SNL this year.
And I guess...
punk!
And I guess we haven't spoken... You're talking about how Biden is not the this is not the nominee anymore.
Mm-hmm. Just like you drew it up.
You think I must be happy about that because you can't. They aren't they still doing Biden on SNL? They're just not going to do it as much.
Is that right?
Did someone tell you that they weren't going to do it at all? Or you just like.
I was. Yes. And someone. My momager. My momager called me and said.
That's your mom is your manager as well. Is that what that means?
Get this guy a prize.
Okay. So your mother called you.
Stepmomager.
Your stepmomager. Okay. That's nice. She called you after Biden announced he wasn't running anymore and said that.
Lauren said deal's off.
So she was talking to Lauren?
Yeah.
And there was a deal?
Yeah.
And he said the deal is off because. But okay. So they were. Okay. So they were going to bring you, Clean Harry, a former museum guard, on to SNL.
Partial pontoon boat owner.
Just to be Biden, to play Joe Biden, and they didn't need you
anymore. They've done it before. They've done it. Alec Baldwin was a cast member. He did Trump.
I don't think that was a separate deal necessarily that they maybe
no,
it
you
was.
Don't think
I,
they
like,
had a deal with
I don't know anything about this stuff. I haven't even gotten close to it.
He won an award.
I just want to say, I think that's amazing. I think that's incredible. Like, if you got that close, like, I had no idea you even performed. I mean, I can't, maybe you've referenced it before, but like, it's not one of the things that stuck in my head. I didn't
just
know you
do
did
Biden.
That.
I just do Biden. It's just totally natural.
Do you, okay. Do you want to do it? You've never brought it up. Okay. So that's why I was hesitant to ask. So you don't want to do it. That's fine. Harry's German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2. Half what you pay for other big brands. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. And the, yeah.
Harris razors, basically.
Okay.
Everything else changed to Harris. Why don't Harry's change to Harris?
Richly lathering, skin-softening body wash and scents like Redwood, Wildlands, and Stone. Extra strength, high quality, amazing selling deodorant for just $5. Highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry. No risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. Convenient subscription option that you can cancel anytime. And I don't want to speculate, but like it, I wonder, because I do feel like in these ads for a long time that it's really gotten away from shaving stuff.
Okay.
And because every time I go back to Harry's, I'm like, man, this really isn't about razors or at all anymore. And I sort of wonder if we could use this as if the Biden thing isn't happening anymore. And if maybe that has been kind of distracting you, maybe we can go back to doing more razor related and shaving stuff. Like, cause
whatever
it used to be Clean Harry. It was very beard
focused.
Whatever
you want.
It's definitely not just what I wanted. Like I'm just raising it as a possibility of like maybe for the next one, we could go back to doing. It just hasn't really been about that for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully I'll regress like you want.
I don't think it's to me. It's progress. That would be better actually. But get the shaving products that always deliver. Get Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Use razors.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites, like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say I'm sorry, and then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Here's a scenario I was chewing on earlier, and it's finally coming into view.
Spit it out.
The boy comes of age to to fully be able to engage with mommy and daddy. And now we're negotiating about bedtime, right? And you say it's past your bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy says, oh, so suddenly that's a problem? It seems like you wrote an entire book about it back when I was small and I couldn't, because you thought I couldn't read yet.
Uh-huh. And he's actually pinned your ass to the wall with logic and facts.
Yes.
I don't know if Lee and I will have kids. We haven't decided yet.
Okay.
You know, it just feels like with the strike
with
coming,
going
yeah,
up.
It might be a bad idea.
With the looming strike,
yeah.
I hope they figure that out. But
with the we're 8 months out from the deadline, and I'm worried. It would be irresponsible to have a kid now,
right?
Especially having made a podcast about
smart of
a
you
child's
to pivot
penis.
Before,
yes,
right. Got way ahead of that.
Mm-hmm.
TV shutdown by doing the audio.
Yeah, the expensive, slow audio scripted drama that requires a membership to a non-podcast website. We mm-hmm. kind of just saw a way through,
mm-hmm.
and we took it.
Visionary,
and then 2 years later,
man.
It's about to come out. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's powerful. But do you want to talk a little bit about what might happen on the show so I can sort of get a feel for if I'm going to like this?
Absolutely, because I don't want you to burn no credit. I don't want you to keep a membership
active.
It's
not a credit, but my time ultimately is a credit, because I hate to take out the $5 bill again. But there's a way in which your time is money. Well, this is money too.
Mm-hmm.
So if I think of this and all the potential could be, remember the fresh cherries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's other things that are like money. One of them's time. And time is something that you can spend doing different things. And I
so
might
that
imagine
could be five time if you think about it like the same
oh,
way.
Oh, that's yeah.
Think about it like it's time. So picture this as time, and I go, okay, my five time. Well, I could spend my five time watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Talking to my friend Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could be listening to your
show. You could
also
be making five doing that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because time is time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time is time. I could be listening to your show. That's one option.
Yeah.
Or I could be maybe working on a project of my own. And I do have some things in the hopper that I'm excited mm-hmm. about. But ultimately, what I've found is, just like with the money, the idea of imagining how the time could be spent is actually the best use of it.
You're right.
So that's why I probably, rather than listen to your thing, what I'll do is sit on a couch just like this and wonder whether I should listen to that
Ugh.
Or whether I should do something else.
And all that time wasted, which is money and also time that mm-hmm. you've wasted, you could have just been listening to our thing. Because I'll say, and this is, I think our thing—
I don't see it as wasted. I don't see it that way. Go ahead.
And so that's where you're starting. This is the level that you're starting at.
Yeah.
So now you see, like, if you can get there, that'll be a real achievement. If you can, like, get him to flip on this.
I like to think that you can listen to our show while you're doing other things. Like,
you in the show?
I have a small part.
Okay.
But our...
So we're,
okay, I could fuck
like,
with
you
that.
Know,
okay.
Let's say you have laundry and you're like, I have to cut up this laundry into little pieces.
Yeah,
you could be listening to our show.
Instagram washers. This is the other thing.
Well, first they make you do a puzzle. The next thing you're wearing a washer that makes you cut your laundry
it's
into pieces
like,
to fit it inside.
It's and the pitch of like you can carry this around in your pocket is like that's cool.
That's
like,
great because when I'm out and I get a stain or something, I'm always like, oh, I wish I had my washer in my pocket.
Yes, and it has a little plug attached to it. It's like a little Glade plug-in, basically, except it does all your wash for you. Like, that honestly fucking kicks ass, but the fact that you have to cut up your laundry into tiny little pieces and only wash one little piece at a time.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, a lot of times if I only have a small stain, it makes sense, like where I go like,
just wash
oh,
the dirty
okay,
part. Yeah.
Let me just wash the stain.
Yes.
But then later, putting it back becomes a real challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you have a solution for that? Or I know you've been working on some different stuff.
I have basically been buying so many of these and like trying to sort of like, this is so far not working, but cutting the shirt like a puzzle and then arranging basically a wall of tiny little washers and putting each piece in to recreate the shape of the shirt.
Mm. Oh, so it, oh, that's smart. So it, like, so it's comes being out almost washed, done.
It comes out at least like
in the
arranged
same place.
In a way, so I can like I kind of know where everything should go. But then putting it back together is like I'm not so far able to. It's just it's not like a puzzle in that way.
I do think our show is good sewing your clothes back together. Content, okay. You know, like something so what, to do while what, you sew your clothes.
This
has
been the big thing for me. Yeah. I'm just like, this is so boring.
Was that your pitch? Was that why you brought up cutting your clothes up? Was just to say that you, it's a good
I was
to
like,
while you do it.
I wasn't.
I just
want
to know where
the,
you're going. I didn't know.
I was just going to do the front half of it, but I kind of didn't get to finish that. So I just
I know. So I'm letting you finish it now. So what were you going to say?
No, I said it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Cool. I could fuck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of stuff is happening in the show?
Because this is relevant for you actually, because like you can't really, the way you use your imagination, you can't really do it and like have a task as well. You know what I mean? It is a very you do have to kind of like, it's basically the equivalent of jacking into the Matrix.
You know about these like fantastic beasts or whatever?
Yes.
Yes,
that hasn't
where to
come
find
out.
Them.
That hasn't come out yet, but it's
No, but just like, you know about these.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about them, because the second that idea, just like of a fantastic beast, and I'm doing it to myself right now, is introduced, my imagination is so strong, it's pretty much in the room with me.
Yeah,
oh, it's spooky.
And good luck having a talk with me, and good luck having me feel safe listening to the book.
And you can't like jack into the Matrix and like do, you know, like cut vegetables or whatever. You know, you're kind of like you're when you're in there, you're in there. And if he dies in his imagination, he can die for real.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
But you can cut vegetables and stuff in the Matrix. That's what most of the people are doing.
You're cutting Matrix vegetables.
Yeah,
you're just like it's a little you're intentionally
your real human body. Is not sitting that you can't be like, oh, just like while I'm in the Matrix, I'll just like do other stuff.
Remember
I'll
movie
catch
Surrogates?
Up on paperwork.
Remember movie Surrogates?
Like I'll...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a contest. But like,
friends
so
and family.
It wasn't you know, it wasn't a race to see it, right?
Whoever sees it first will be the most good. No one said that.
I mean, I know the Winter Olympics are about to happen, but. And I know we've all got racing on the brain, but that's not
sledding
that's not
the
actually
brain.
That's actually not in the Winter Olympics. Seeing Surrogates first,
no, they took that event out, and I'll go a step further. It never even was.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know in terms of like if I did listen, let's say I can calm my imagination.
What happens?
With a little bit of
peppermint Listerine. Schnapps. Oh, yes. Right.
Sure. Rumplemints.
Depends
absolutely.
On, yes. Depends on
what
you have on you, but yeah.
So let's say I'm able to do that and actually quiet some of the voices in there.
For sure.
Anybody in this show, I know you said you got a small part, but
the
is
smallest
anybody,
are there,
is anybody in
are
there? There
girls in it.
Are they?
There's a couple great. There's a friend of the show, Darcy Carden, is in it.
Okay.
There's girls in it.
Jenny Slate.
Okay.
Not a friend of the show. Lennon Parham.
Not a friend of the show. Lennon Parham is a friend of the show.
Lennon's a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Old friend. Hasn't been in touch as much recently. Jenny never even sniffed being a friend of the show.
Enemy of the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest rivals. Mm-hmm.
Bob Balaban, Big Flagrant
yes,
Ones fan.
Yes, he's been on
Balaban,
Flagrant Ones many times. Yes, his name is as similar. His last name is as similar to basketball as you're going to find among celebrities.
Sure,
you know, there's no one, and it's not. It's
well,
not
you'd
like
call him B-ball, and you wouldn't be wrong.
No, you're
Bob
absolutely
Balaban.
Right.
Yes,
B-ball,
and it's not. And I'm not saying it's that close. But among celebrities, it is the closest name to basketball.
Unlike
that,
the surrogate
that
stuff, that was an Olympic sport, and he won it.
Having a name that's closest to basketball.
Yeah,
as a celebrity. Yeah.
Yes, as a celebrity. Mm-hmm. That's right.
We all agree that there's, I'm sure, some civilian out there named Nascaball or whatever.
But yeah, they started doing it like the Dream Team thing, where it's no longer about like who's best for actual like Olympic basketball, it's like, oh, who are just like the famous guy? We're trying to grow the sport of having a name similar to basketball.
Yeah. It's just the name recognition is a big part of it, which is like unfortunate because it is really just supposed to be about the name.
Yeah, be yeah. given the name.
Yeah.
A family name.
You're only going to get a name you already know.
Zach Galifianakis, David Harbour.
Uh-huh. They competed.
Yeah, and they didn't make it, but
mm-hmm.
Zach Galifianakis was sort of weirdly in the area.
It kind of was. Yeah. We couldn't quite figure out why.
Yeah.
It feels
but
right.
It felt closer. Well, we knew it was closer than David Harbour. And so from right there, you know, it's all a scale.
Okay, Darcy, Jenny.
Tim Robinson. He feels like he would be a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes. It sure does.
Doesn't it?
We have just not been able to crack that nut so far, you know?
And
hey, but got any tips?
Yeah, please. What?
I think
what
he's the sort of guy that if it's just he likes the quality of the material, he says yes.
Okay. All right.
His team brings all the asks to him, and he just kind of just goes. It's obviously not about money or status. You know, he's not getting that from the Audible podcast. But if he thinks the people behind it and the material is good, he's an easy yes. He's happy to make the time, is what I was told.
You sent him the whole thing or just his sides?
Did he get the script or just his sides?
I think I wrote him a letter.
And so that's the quality of the material you're talking about.
I quoted
the quality of the letter.
Yeah, how good you are at writing letters. What sort of letters are you guys writing when you try to, you know, reach out to someone like Tim?
Kevin?
I use magazine clippings.
News magazine clippings?
Dang it.
Like Newsweek and stuff? Like which?
People. I mean, we're all people.
So it's sort of scrapbooked into a kind of collage.
Do you want to pull up? Wait, don't you have some email exchanges with Tim Robinson or his team?
Yeah, or his team. Mm-hmm. Let's get those up here.
I got to say, guys, I wouldn't have expected like my producer to just reach out for this podcast and for that to get anything on the board. I think it's kind of, I think it would mean a lot to come from you, the two of you together, and to say how important
what
it
we
would be
like
to
do is like just first of all make clear that we have like someone working for us. Like obviously you need that, you know, that this isn't
it's a right. professional like, operation. Yeah. But if you're saying that you think I should have texted him directly. I did.
Oh. Do you guys want the one of February from last year or June of last year?
Last year, 2021?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we'll start with the February one. This will be quick. No response. Let's move over to the June one.
Wait, what did you write?
Hi, yeah, reaching out to see if Tim Robinson would be interested and available to guest on the comedy podcast Hollywood Handbook. We'd love to have him on. And then...
Wait, so this isn't directly to Tim Robinson?
This is to his team.
Look, I'm not going to tell you how to run a
I'm
podcast
not
that
finished,
takes 4 years
to make. Some previous guests on the show include Donald Glover, Patton Oswalt, Will Forte, Ellie Kemper, and 45 more names. I write and 45 more names.
That's funny.
Thanks. No response there. Here's a different one. No response. And a follow up. No response. I know
what's the different one say? Just like what's the like you know the contours of the follow up obviously have to change a little bit.
Yeah, you're putting your foot on the gas
between
for
February
this
and June.
Yeah,
you know?
They were pretty different if I remember.
Okay.
And that was deep COVID. People had a lot of time.
Let's read them.
Okay, let's see. The February one, I'm reaching out to see if Tim Robinson would be interested.
Didn't we just read that one?
Oh, you know what? They look very similar. Let me read the one to Netflix that actually got some traction.
Okay.
I think you should leave team. I got looped in with Netflix. Someone says, hi, I was hoping to put you in touch with Kevin Bartelt, who produces the very funny and popular podcast, Lie, Hollywood Handbook. They shouldn't have said lie. Kevin, I'll let you take it from there. So hi, thanks so much. Nice to meet everyone. Yes, we'd love to have Tim as a guest on Hollywood Handbook if he's available. The hosts are big fans. We'd love to promote the... Dang it. That might have been it.
You said pronote, and then you corrected yourself pronote again.
So it was a double pronote.
Would love to promote.
Sometimes a great pronotion.
Pronote the new season of I Think You Should Leave.
It's not the size of the ship, it's the pronotion of the ocean.
Thank you. Happy to send this request to Tim. All right. They say, full disclosure, he's not doing much press, but we'll take the offer to his team.
Oh, don't disclose that to me. Let me just, like, live in ignorance for even a second before you just tell me in the email that it's not happening.
Yeah. Let me live with the idea of what the $5 could be, you know?
The potential.
Wow, I do a follow-up 2 years later. That's a cool move.
Okay, that is
sick. That
sounds
like me.
I say, hi, Sarah and the other person. Hope you're both... I shouldn't have said either.
Why are you protecting the other person and exposing Sarah?
So Sarah's ass is getting hung out to dry. And then there's some crony of yours you're throwing your arms around to make sure that Sarah gets the full brunt of the grenade.
No, I said hi, Sarah, and the other person.
Maybe it's the wrong names, because none of the names that Kevin gave are also in your in the show.
In the thing, right?
Right? So who had signed on when you reached out to Tim and were like using them to like dangle, you know, like, hey, this is actually like coming together. This is like,
I think we dangled
to be
David Harbour. David Harbour was the first person.
He's a voice in yours too.
He's the main voice.
He's the main.
He had to do the
voice.
Most work. Everybody else only had to work for 2 hours, which
we
was a big part of that.
We don't have Harbour.
Mm-mm, no.
And you didn't float Darcy.
I do
Harbour. I don't think we had Darcy yet.
You didn't have that. Darcy yet. Holy shit.
Any of the girls on the show getting freaky in there?
No.
Okay.
The young boy character kind of gets freaky. That's sort of the central plot device.
Okay. Gets freaky. Okay.
And so it's a
your humor,
it's a scripted
not my humor
drama, and it's audio only.
Yeah.
So while he's getting freaky, is it just a long part where it's just like totally silent? We just hear nothing.
Because
if you're real, like, and like, we don't like to get into this stuff too much, but if you're like,
we never do.
If you're really like doing it, if you're like hitting it right, it should be completely silent in there.
Yeah.
Nothing.
If you're actually stroking, it should be more quiet. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Than a snowstorm. And then when I'm saying a snowstorm, I mean you're under the snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it should be...
But it's not that heavy a snowstorm. It's sort of like a light, sort of a dusting.
What's the quietest one you can think of?
Yeah, okay, I'm thinking
even
of it.
Nothing happening at all. What about that?
Let's do this.
That's very quiet.
Let's do this.
When I visit my mom, I always have sex with my wife with the door of the bedroom open.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how good
that's how good
both
it is.
Are at it.
That's how good you're doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so mom is in the other room hearing nothing, being like, oh shit.
She comes upstairs to check both our pulses.
Well, the door's open. So I know that there's nothing inappropriate happening in my house because they would have to close the door to actually get freaky.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know how skilled you are. Mm-hmm. And so, and you both are. You know,
mm-hmm.
All respect, obviously, to our wives as well. Who have to participate in the silence to really make it work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of equity in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it cook. That's what made it work writing this together. You know, it was a big challenge to work. Have you ever done anything creative with either of your wives?
I mean, I was kind of just talking about.
Yeah. We were just describing
something
it.
Something creative.
I can get her so quiet. Yeah.
Max, name a celebrity, and I'll tell you if they passed or didn't respond.
Zach Galifianakis, he's in our show.
Zach.
Did he?
I think that's beyond our aspirations, even.
Yeah, I don't think we would even ask.
Mm-hmm.
That was an Earwolf ask.
Earwolf ask.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the day.
He's old buds with Scott.
And
we
choose to go to the moon, mm-hmm. not because it's easy, but because it's hard. But like some stuff is really hard.
Sure.
You know? Some stuff is like, that's too hard.
How about Mitra?
Yeah, we didn't choose to go to Mars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We choose to go to the moon, not because it's hard, but we choose not to go to Mars because it's not easy.
We choose to
go
to the moon, not because it's easy, but because it's hard, but also because it's not that hard.
Yeah, because it's achievable.
Yes.
And we're just like not, you know, eyes bigger than your stomach here.
If this is interesting to you, you're going to love Project Artemis or whatever. Hail Mary. That's kind of what that's about.
What do you say? He just does the same thing over and over again, that guy? Are you slagging off some of the
I love Project Hail Mary
competition on,
no,
on Audible?
Spend the credit on that.
Because he also wrote Artemis. And you're like,
no, Hail Mary is great and one of the great audiobooks. Genuinely.
Okay.
But yes, that guy likes to write about science fiction problem solving, and that's fine, but it's really good.
Okay.
And I think Sean should spend his $14.99. Which he has, we know.
It's a credit, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think of it as a dollar amount when it's a credit, you know? doesn't do anyone any good. Because then you see a book and you go, well, it's on sale. You go, well, fuck, do I not use my fucking credit? Because it's like on sale, but it's like, well, but I have money in there. And then it's like, well, now I got to find the most expensive book now to use my credit on to feel like I'm getting a deal. It's like, just forget, just put it out of your mind. Mm-hmm. The credits are credits. They're magic beans. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Nicole Byer here. Newcomers with Lauren Lapkus and Nicole Byer is doing a live streamed fan choice episode for the finale of our season on iconic sports movies. That's right. You can finally tell us what we should watch. And on September 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific time, we'll recap the winning movie and improvise a sequel with our friends Paul Scheer and Rob Hubel live. Head to my Instagram or HeadGums to vote on the movie, and then head to moment.co/newcomers to buy tickets. Again, tune in September 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific time. If you can't watch it live, the video on demand replay will be available for 10 days. It's going to be very fun. Don't miss it. Get your tickets at moment.co/newcomers. Bye.